Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planet's Tuesday, 22 April 2025. Sun in Aries, ruled by Mars. Planets are asking, and? And there are assorted lunars, and the crankiness quotient could be increasing as everyone searches for solace, comfort, or relief in all the wrong places, and quite naturally comes up empty. Therefore, in the likely event that your attempts at smoothing the waters or generously assisting people in weighing their options meet with a, say, lack of appreciation, consider calling it a day and taking your custom elsewhere or just going home. Also, remember that making someone take responsibility for their actions or approach is right up there in the efficiency department with trying to change them. And if they choose to set themselves up at odds with you or your approach, pretty soon you could find yourself in the unwelcome and frankly unexpected position of looking for seconds in preparation for exchanging gunfire or sword lunges in the cold dawn over something that in the clear light of day is somewhere between ridiculous and inconsequential. Finally, avoid pushing for a negotiation, commitment, or resolution, even if it does facilitate a primary goal and even if you have been waiting forever. It can be nailed down as early as next week, but at this very moment needs to gestate on its own before anyone starts discussing its ins, outs, intricacies, nuances, and so forth. Chiefly affected, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Aquarius, and if you were born on this day, review your strategy before fully committing to it, because there is the possibility that you are setting yourself up, albeit inadvertently. More specifically, check your notes and inner guidance. Are you certain you want to play the victim card when for the same investment of energy you could play the proactivity card and have a shot at or some influence over getting what you want?
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman, produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.